Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 480 and a half, down 4 on the open December, 496 down 3 and a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 389, down 4 on the open December, 409 down 4 and 3 quarters March, 427 down 5 and a quarter July, 441 and a half down 5 on the open. September corn opened at 237 and a quarter, down 2 and a half on the open December, 254 down 3 March, 268 down 3 and a quarter May, 277 and a quarter down 1 July, 287 down 2 and a half September, 294 down 3 the red line December, 303 and a quarter down 2 and 3 quarters the red line March, 312 and a half down 3 and a half on the open. September oats opened at 178 and a half, down 2.5 on the open December, 187 and a half, down 1.75. August soybeans opened at 557, down 6.25 on the open September, 563 and a half, down 3.75. November, 578, down 4. January, 590, down 4.75. March, $6.50, down 3.5. July, 618 and a half, down 2.75 on the open. August soybean meal opened at 158, down 90 on the open September, 159.50, down 110. August soybean oil opened at 26.10, down 6 on the open September, 26.24, down 7 at the Merck. August feeders opened at 116, unchanged on the open September, 116.15, up 27.5. October, 116.40, up 2.5 on the open. August live cattle opened at 85.50, up 7.5 on the open October, 90.05, up 15. December, 90.05, up 5 on the open. August lean hogs opened at 71.37.5, down 7.5 on the open October, 63.40 up 10, December 60.90 down 2.5, February 61.85 down 12.5 on the open, and August bellies open at 81.50 up 52.5 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
What do we owe the softer tone in the corn and soybean pits to today?
Well, a couple things, Dave. Number one, a few rain showers sliding across the Midwest again today, and, you know, forecasts of them that way. Number two, the crop ratings, which showed that we stabilized the crops even after all the tremendously hot weather we experienced before the rains came through, and fund liquidation. So that's about the three things we're sort of looking at here today. And, you know, we seem to be stabilizing a little better in the beans than we are in the corn right now.
Yesterday morning off the opening bell, prices actually gapped lower in both soybeans and corn, Wayne. Are you looking for either of those gaps to be filled ahead of the report on Friday?
Not really, Dave. I think that as long as the weather forecasts we're seeing hold, that will probably be sideways to easier here the rest of the week. But we could see a little buying on Thursday before the report on Friday morning, just a little bit of evening up. But there's no reason without the weather forecast changing to really go back up and fill those gaps until we see the numbers on the report.
Currently, no beans selling 580 and three quarters, down 1.25. Been as low as 577 today. Boy, those November 28th lows at 575.5, the contract low in play, it looks like.
They're in play. You know, it looks like we're not going to go after them as of yet today. I imagine we'll be taking a look at the the noon forecast, and of course everyone after that, to just see if we're going to continue to get rains in the dry areas. You know, we are seeing some pressure of from the no rains down in the Delta area, and there's some poor beans that have been harvested down there. So we're hearing some 10 bushel yields on some of the early beans, but the early beans are generally either real good or real poor, and it looks like this year they're real poor.
The Fed Reserve meeting today, of course, with their projection for either a point increase or not a point increase coming out at 1:15 this afternoon. Could that play into the closing bell?
Oh, you know, it can, Dave. The estimation is they're going to leave things alone today. And that's sort of the atmosphere out there right now. So I think that the feeling is that they will probably leave the interest rates alone, just as we go into it. We've got enough pressure coming out of the oil market, let alone to throw more interest rates on the business sector.
Want to look at how short the non-commercial traders are in the soybeans and ask you, how much larger of a position do you think they might be interested in building? Give us some historical sense of where we are compared to other historical factors.
Well, I think, they can go to a bigger level here, Dave. The fact of the matter is they probably aren't going to enlarge it greatly before the report on Friday is why we probably aren't, that's why we're not looking at probably taking out the lows there because they just probably won't increase their position that much going into the report as close as we are. That's why, in fact, we might see a little bit of short covering, before the end of the week. But look at corn. We never thought corn would be as high as we still are here right now. And with these new index funds, you have to remember the index funds don't go short. So that's where we built up the great big fund position on the long side. So, we might not be pushing things as hard as you might think we would.
Wheat a follower today?
Wheat is definitely a follower today because, if anything of the fundamentals and that way, wheat should have the most potential of anything. So definitely a follower with the corn and the beans.
Is harvest pressure over?
Harvest pressure will be winding down real fast in the wheat. I think that it's moving along fast, and there's a home and a spot for most all the wheat out there, and we know that the stocks are tight.
Let's go ahead and turn our attention then to the Merck. What are you seeing there today?
Well, the cattle are not reacting as some of them had thought. There's people who were thinking that maybe we'd push this pretty hard, and they were looking for a spot to sell and a good rally, and that's why we're being a little cautious today. But they look for cash to trade a little higher yet this week. The cutout has done tremendously well, and the feeders are probably a little bit on the high side, so that way. And as we look over to the hogs, same thing happening over there. A lot of cautiousness looking at the cash hogs and what's moving. And now that we've cooled off a little bit, why we look for a few more hogs to be able to move that when they weren't moving them through the heat, Dave.
And before I let you go, let's turn our attention to Friday's crop production numbers. Looks like the trade is projecting somewhere around 150. We'll have a better sense of that when DTN releases its averages, if they haven't already today. Where are you, though, on the spectrum?
I think the government's probably going to leave their right at trend line yields pretty much where they're at. I don't look for them to change a lot. I think that they're very conservative on the August report, as they well should be. And I see no reason for them to probably change much on this one.
Wayne, thanks much.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. September wheat, 479, down 5.5 at the Board of Trade. September wheat, 387.75, down 5.25. December, 408.5, down 5.25. September corn, 237, down 2.75. December, 254.25, down 2.75. March, 268.25, down 3. Redline, December, 303.25, down 2 3/4. August beans, 561.5, down 1 3/4. September, 566.5, down 3/4. November, 580.75, down 1 1/4. The red line, November, 636.5, down 1/2. August soybean meal, 158.50, down 40. August soybean oil, 26.20, up 4. At the Merck, August feeders, 115.95, down 5. August live cattle, 85.40, down 2.5. August lean hogs, 71.25, down 17.5. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, in the north, partly to mostly sunny in east-central Illinois and in central Indiana, partly sunny. In west-central Illinois and the south, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs from 77 to 92. Wind speeds, 5 to 15 miles per hour today. The minimum afternoon relative humidity between 50% and 60%. Tonight in west-central Illinois and the south, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. In northern and east-central Illinois, becoming mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms arriving overnight. In northern and central Indiana, partly cloudy. Lows from 58 to around 70 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.